Hello, and welcome to the Rembrandt Parables. I'm Tim Cooper. When a university professor tells Butch that he should start giving piano lessons, Butch readily agrees. But he's quick to realize that sometimes the teacher has as much to learn as the student. Join us today as we read the story, The Piano Lesson. The moral of today's parable comes from Proverbs 19:11. A person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. It was a Tuesday at the end of the day shift when Herbie and Oscar approached Butch. "Want to come to the movies with us?" asked Herbie. "Sorry, I can't," mumbled Butch. He zipped up his coat and stuffed sheet music into his backpack. "What could be more important than hanging out with your friends on cheap movie night?" asked Oscar.
"I'm giving a piano lesson," replied Butch.
Herbie cringed. "My parents made me take piano when I was a kid. It was the worst." "Why, it sounds like fun," said Oscar.
"I wish I could have done that."
"Not when your teacher's the world's only living heart donor. Boy, was she mean," said Herbie.
"Why couldn't you take lessons?" Butch asked Oscar.
"Because he was lucky," interrupted Herbie.
"Well," mused Oscar, "when you spend most of your childhood in the hospital, there wasn't much time."
His explanation made Butch and Herbie visibly uncomfortable. They never looked at it that way before.
"I guess piano lessons weren't that bad," confessed Herbie.
"Especially when you got a great teacher like me," said Butch.
"Oh yeah? How long have you taught?" asked Oscar.
"Actually," replied Butch sheepishly, "this is my first time." The home where the Sanjay family lived made Butch stare in wonder. He'd lived in apartment buildings that were smaller than the Sanjay estate. When he rang the doorbell, he heard "God Save the Queen." A butler wearing a tuxedo and tails greeted him. The butler led Butch down rococo hallways into a library with a Bosin door for grand piano. Butch sat at the bench and played middle C. It occurred to him that this may be the most expensive thing he'd ever actually touched.
"I hope you're comfortable with a piano with 97 keys," said a voice from behind. Butch wheeled around to discover the most elegant woman he'd ever seen.
"I've heard of these, but this is the first time I've ever seen one," replied Butch. He walked over and shook her hand.
"Butch," he said.
"Caroline Sanjay," replied the elegant lady. "Thank you for taking my son as a student. Dr. Sorensen at the university thinks very highly of you. Frederick will be with you in a moment." The next instant, an adolescent boy stormed into the room.
"You don't look like a piano teacher," he declared.
Caroline shrugged.
"I'll leave you to it then," she said, before gliding out the door.
Now that they were alone, Butch considered his pupil.
"What does a piano teacher look like?" asked Butch.
"Not you. You look like a biker," said Frederick with a sniff. "And you smell like donuts."
"Anybody tell you not to judge a book by its cover?" asked Butch.
Frederick shook his head.
"That's a stupid saying. Judgments are made all the time. Haven't you ever heard about first impressions? In fact, I bet you know nothing about the piano. You're probably just a thug who's here to steal from us."
Butch swallowed hard, but didn't say anything.
Frederick sneered. "You won't be here long," he said.
Butch was inclined to agree.
"Besides," said Frederick, "I don't really need you. I know all there is to know about piano."
"Wow," said Butch. "Are you a prodigy?"
"Probably," replied Frederick.
"Okay then," said Butch. He pulled the sheet music from his backpack and set it on the stand. He stood up to let Frederick take his place at the piano.
"Let's see what you can do."
Frederick glared at the music with a critical eye.
"No," he said.
"What's wrong?" asked Butch.
"This is beneath me," snapped Frederick.
Butch crossed his arms and examined his pupil.
"I'll be the judge of that. Play."
Frederick sat at the piano in a huff. After a few seconds of adjustment, he played one note and stopped.
"I think this song is a few more notes than that," said Butch. He squinted as he looked over Frederick's shoulder.
"No one can play that. It's far too complicated."
"You set me up," griped Frederick.
"Is that so?
Move over," said Butch. He bumped Frederick to the end of the bench and started playing.
"It's probably the only song you know," accused Frederick. All right. You pick something. Anything you like, challenged Butch. You're on.
Frederick walked to a bookcase and returned with Franz Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2.
Butch smiled. He began slowly and with a motion built to the run with his right hand. He looked over at Frederick as he played.
Frederick was red-faced with a gaping mouth.
I hope you're not teaching him that. He's only a beginner, said Caroline. She peeked into the room when she heard the music.
Frederick asked for a demonstration. Just to make sure I was capable, said Butch.
Oh, said Caroline with a coy smile.
It was beautifully played.
Butch blushed.
Thanks, he said. He turned to Frederick. Wanna give it a try?
Frederick gave his mother a guilty look.
Okay, he said.
All right, I'll leave you to it, said Caroline.
After she left, Frederick turned to Butch.
Why didn't you rat me out? He asked.
Butch whispered to Frederick.
Not my style. Besides, with this many tattoos, you gotta have thick skin.
Whatever. Thanks, said Frederick. Butch sighed.
Level with me. What's with the act? He asked.
A humiliated Frederick slouched over the piano.
I really know a lot, he said. I have an eidetic memory, so learning is easy. Before you got here, I read 3 books of music theory. It's the playing part I'm not so good at.
Butch feigned a chuckle.
Why didn't you say so? As it happens, I'm a lot better at playing than I am at music theory.
I bet if we put our 2 strings together, we can figure this out.
How do you suppose we do that? Asked Frederick.
The 2 P's of piano.
Practice and perseverance, said Butch.
Frederick frowned.
I was afraid you'd say that.
When the lesson was over, Butch met Caroline at the front door. She handed him a small envelope.
I make the habit of paying after each session, she said.
I can understand why, replied Butch, tucking the envelope into his backpack.
Frederick has a couple of pieces I want him to practice 30 minutes every day. They're challenging, so he can't just skate by, explained Butch.
Caroline was confused.
You're coming back?
Butch shrugged.
Of course, why not?
No one's ever come back before.
Frederick is, well, a lot like his father was, explained Caroline.
Hard to live with? Asked Butch.
Impossible, actually, said Caroline.
She gave Butch a curious look.
Are you sure you want to continue this? She asked.
Well, sure, replied Butch. He's got a lot of promise. And besides, music lessons aren't just about getting good at music. If taught right, they're about getting better at life.
I'll see you next week, said Butch, before slipping out the front door.
Caroline smiled as she watched Butch stroll down the front walk.
Thank you for listening to the story, The Piano Lesson. Join us again next time for another Rembrandt Parables. And in the meantime, may you have a good day, and God bless.